as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy in here with you tonight on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South. Glad to have you aboard right out of Nashville, Tennessee. We got part four. You don't want to miss it. The harmonic frequency times are upon us. Now, we're going to get into, did you know that they have what is known as a harmonic scalpel that they can use in surgery, and there is less bleeding with a harmonic scalpel because it actually seals the blood vessels as it cuts through the flesh? These marvelous things about harmonics, the oscillator, the harmonic oscillator that they have built to come into the age of quantum physics, if you will. Well, that's what man has done. What do you think about a creator that designed the harmonics for perfect union throughout the universe? Everything cycling, evolving in relationship to time, as if you spell time backwards, it's emit. And so the emission of the ages, there was a time when harmonics and geometry met that which is above, which is below. There's the pattern for what is above is below and what is below is above. And when each one of those are in union or harmony or harmonics, then the perfect mathematics of our Creator, who designed everything on frequency, light, our God, is a light. He's a consuming fire. So the emission of light from above down to below, when everything is in harmony in the perfect will of the creation, everything reports back in harmony. When something is out of harmony, it causes an imbalance, just like a tire on your automobile that's out of balance. You may have three good ones and one bad one, and the one bad one causes the disruption of the harmony of the ability to travel in the sequence of harmony. Well, by being out of sequence, the earth is long, especially the last 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, and perhaps longer, but the earth is reporting back to its creation that there's something wrong on planet Earth. When Adam man, I'm talking about Adam man, the man that was created in the image of Yahweh, not all of humanity that we mistakenly believe that was created equal, that's not true. The Father showed favor to a people called his sheep. "My sheep hear my voice. You're not my sheep," he said. So there's a distinctive choice in harmonics. So if your frequency is at its proper connecting level to the keys to the kingdom, it can now, in the last days, evolve into a higher state of light and consciousness. It's been long predicted through the ancients, through oral tradition, ancient texts, scrolls, hidden records that tell of the marvelous journey of humanity, not from this planet, but to this planet. That's important to know that. Remember when the Messiah came down here, he said, I'm not from this planet. That's startling. I'm not of this world. And we're made to think that he loves this world when he said he wasn't even of it. And anybody that loves it is not of Yahweh, because that's what he said. If you look in this timeline of the ancient scrolls and things that have been predicted through oral tradition, the hidden records tells of the journey of Adam from somewhere in the created universe that we know exists down to planet Earth to subdue it and to put it in proper harmonic value. Well, has Adam failed in his assignment? And the answer at this present time would be yes. You know why? Because we love the world and the things of the world, and mankind has become more interested in materials and wealth than he is through the perfect union of the harmonic value. A great transition default has taken place. We've gone through a transition away from the Creator instead of toward Him. The Bible said in the last days, evil men will wax worse and worse, and a great falling away will come forth. Well, what do we got today? Men running to and fro, loving pleasures, sin, materials. I mean, everybody wants to be rich without working. Everybody wants to beat you. You'd need two lawyers to fill a deal, and you can't trust either one of those. I mean, you can't trust anyone. Not even yourself. Because self is the most likely, easily, convinced and deceived or sold a false bill of goods. But if we will come back to the old path, the Bible says sin asks for the old path. This is the harmonic path. In the mathematical persuasion that the Father framed the Word of God in harmonic proportion, that everything is in a predictable state, and it will transition us into the last days of a time such as it was in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were in the fiery furnace. I was telling my good friend in California today, we were talking about, and I brought that matter up, that as it was, the same thing that destroyed those who bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into a seven times hotter. Now, seven represents completeness. In other words, the furnace had become to its highest Fahrenheit maximum. They had heated it seven times hotter than it was normally run, and it's probably a smelter of metals and precious things of that day, and it had to be extremely capable of blowing intense or creating intense Fahrenheit heat, as an example. And it really actually killed the ones that had taken them into the furnace and cast them in. But the three Hebrew boys who had trusted in the harmonic as above, so below. The same thing that destroyed those that cast them in saved them. It was the fire that literally saved them. Not even the smell of fire was upon their bodies. Isn't it amazing how that We are in a golden transition age that will usher in the golden age as the goal linked to the alchemy of consciousness for Adam to return back to his creator in perfect harmony. Now, we know that there has been in the past, and we're going to talk about those things, ice ages where consciousness remains frozen in time. And that's what we're in, ladies and gentlemen, a falling away, a coldness. Well, that means that there has to be a shift of the poles. Now, the Earth is going to shift in time. We have already the melting. It's an alarming. I should do a program on simply the global warming effects on planet Earth and the things it is, the disastrous things it's going to bring forth. At the poles, particularly in the southern hemisphere of the South Pole, in the Arctic, or the Antarctic, we have the effect of 2 miles of thick ice at the cap. 2 miles. That's over 10,000 plus feet of ice, tightly frozen. And what this ice is just H2O when it goes through its process. So as the mind, we're in the ice age where consciousness remains frozen in time. Now, from that, we have extended to the point where we're in the dark ages, where enlightenment of understanding of that above is misunderstood, and therefore it does not exist because we can't understand it. We have entered a time period when the golden age of enlightenment, where all will be remembered as our DNA spirals into a higher harmonic frequency cycle. This is what we've got to look forward to. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're more than conquerors. We shall inherit. The righteous shall inherit. Those who attune to the higher frequencies of the harmonic cycle that we wait. We can't go anywhere without the light. And if we look at Romans, we attach the light frequency and transition of the alchemy of consciousness. We look at the 25th verse. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant that blindness, a lack of light, a lack of consciousness, a lack of harmonic vibration has happened unto the sons of Yah, the sons of light. Now, those sons have been subconsciously, if not sometimes consciously, asleep at the wheel of their directive toward a higher state of mind or consciousness or harmonic balance. The geometric pattern of the brain is woven, and yet it's without light. There has to be a, just like the scalpel that seals the blood vessels as it cuts through the flesh of man, it's operated through harmonics of laser-controlled vibrations. It's amazing. The same thing will reactivate to a higher consciousness. We're coming out of the frozen age into the dark age, and from the dark age, we're going to go into the conscious age of pure light. Now, I told you, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was insulated with fire. In other words, you hear the old saying, you fight fire with fire. In this case, you have to transitional, make the exchange in the alchemy process of your mind. You must seek the Father in the last days, even more so as you see that day approaching, because it will come upon the world, the material seeking forces, the evil, the people that seek to rule over. If you try to be a master of someone else's ship and you can't even master your own, that's what the scripture said. If you can't control your own home, how do you think it can control the house of God? Well, you are the house of God. You are the golden alchemy of consciousness that must reunite itself in the DNA connecting process and evolve into a higher state of light and consciousness. That is a must. It absolutely was a prerequisite to have fire to insulate from fire. The same thing in the days of Noah. Remember, the Bible says that it was in the days of Noah. Well, that was a water covering time when water was used to destroy those who did not believe, those who would not receive, those who were disobedient in the days of Noah. And yet, the same thing that destroyed the wicked saved Noah. It was the water that rose up the ark. See, it's preparation. Noah moved with fear, the Bible said, and obeyed the instruction, and the instruction was only to the house of Noah. It wasn't given to the rest of the people to get on the ark because there was no room for them. When the door was shut, the Bible says that the floods came and destroyed those who would not believe. Now, what does that mean? It meant that there was a conscious rejection, a shift, a transition away from the spiritual creation and the creator to a material God, Satan in this case, the things that can offer you the five senses of the carnal reality of see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. Well, that's what we're in today. If you think about this, the DNA spirals through enlightenment. In other words, a transition, just like the harmonic scalpel operates on the lasers of light transference through vibration. Well, the same thing is going to happen to the souls as they get closer to this transitional period when Yahweh will release. And I believe, now I can't prove this, but I believe that our enemy, those who are bound to keep us in fear, ignorance, and superstition, are working overtime, day and night, introducing viruses. In other words, a sick mind is a mind that can't return to higher frequency vibration. A mind that is fearful cannot receive or return to the harmonic geometry of the basis of the creation. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. But with a proper induction and conditioning to the mind, see, the mind is nothing but an electronic box, and we become victims of the things that we believe. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so he becomes. So if they can control through fear, ignorance, enslavement, tradition, sickness, disease, poverty, then it keeps us in obedience to chase the carrot as they beat us with the stick of slavery and indifference and fearful approach to the things that rule over us here on planet Earth. We're more concerned with the things of the materials, the loss of jobs, the loss of food, the loss of our social status or our position, or to take away our mortgages and foreclose and bankrupt us and send us into poverty. Well, I'd rather be on bread and water as the Hebrew boys was in the day of Daniel, when they chose the proper vibrational harmonic geometric patterns of the food intake. It's very important. Now we've got into this genetically modified application of foods onto the shelf, where they literally, now listen to this, they fuse the genetic alteration foods, in other words, something that's not natural, they actually fuse it into the natural process to give it a corruptive vibration to take away the ability of the mind of man in a healthy body to harmonize and return in frequency consciousness, to remain frozen in time, or to be a victim of the dark ages of fear, ignorance, and superstition. That's what we're in. And that's why that I preach on harmonic acceptance, meaning clear the mind, clear the desires of the world, get away from mankind's perverted, habitual corruptible carnal instincts. Flee the very appearance of evil. Turn and look back to the heavens for guidance from celestial messengers and the frequency of the quasars or the vibrations of the true harmonics, and live from above through a higher frequency. Remember what the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, especially when it's altered and genetically changed the frequency of the food to lower your harmonic ability to seek the things that come from above. That's what the devil is involved in preventing you from the shift to the conscious of the quantum physics of harmonic patterns. Your brain, your mind, you are created. If you are a child, if you're a sheep, if you're fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the Creator, then you must return to the proper balance of the harmonic cycles that is waiting in the heavens. All you've got to do is step up into your mind right now to achieve a higher dimension frequency receiver. In other words, you receive those things that come from above. The Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's what it's talking about. And all these things that the Gentiles seek for, in other words, we seek for social status. We're hell-bent on getting ahead of the Joneses. We got to keep up with the rat race. We got to have a new car. We got to have a mortgage that increases. We have to have now the house mortgage out to those who rule over us to make us slaves to the pursuit of usury. Oh my heavens, how we have been shifted to a conscious state of material away from the spiritual, connecting to the DNA purposes of our founder and creator. The Bible said that we will come to a point where we'll start worshiping the creature. That's a created artificial cosmetic approach to a God that is not a God but claims to be God and sits in the temple of our minds and hearts and consciousness showing himself that he is God, and we give into that because there's more of them than there is of us. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and the few there be to find it. How are we going to find the proper frequency, harmony of our Creator? That's, we must return to him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength to seek him. Now, you've heard since the advent of 1999 a shift that is coming. We talk about the physical shift of the polar, the switching of the caps to loose the great ice shelves, and it could be a proportional tonnage of weight. If not, if the melting proceeds at the alarming rate, some of our scientists with Mother Earth in mind have sounded the warning that we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Now, by the past historical evidence that we can read of these civilizations and their failures, that we ought to know from where we came to recognize where we're going. But the blindness that has happened in part is a spiritual disconnect from the vibrational, and maybe this is purpose for a time, because the Bible said in the 26th verse of Romans chapter 11, the two verses I'm using for a text foundation, to build a gestalt of thought to your mind to harmonic frequency receptors to receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save you to the uttermost, to return you back to the Creator. And as he said, my ways are not your ways, for as heaven, the harmonic frequency is what he's talking about. We have to think like our Creator. He said, your ways are not my ways. As heaven is higher than earth, so is my ways higher than man's ways. Man has jilted us, tricked us, deceived us into taking the material frequency that we measure a man's status by, the wealth or the FRNs he's got in some bank account, where if he was to lose them, what would its social status be? If you've been living a life of riding, or as we say here in the South, high on the hog, you've had it your way, and you're a Burger King, or you eat out at the finest, and you can only eat so much, you can only wear so much, you can only drive one car at a time, fly one jet. What does it matter between the upper and the lower if there is no substance in between the mind that possesses or pursues? It's the wicked. It's the people that have not seen the geometric blueprint that is now being established through seeking. The Bible said, the day that you seek me, the day that you see through the veil of darkness of material consumption and start fasting and praying and seeking the inward movement of the kingdom. If you have bread and water, be sufficient. Be content. You don't have to have $250 million in the bank to satisfy, because you certainly can't take it with you. The government has seen to that through inheritance tax, or your dumb children that you're raising in the material world will see to it that they are the best of lawyers to fight among themselves to devour your fortune. Well, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't it be better if you had nothing but a revelation of harmonic frequency exchange to your DNA purpose and the revelation of the true name of the Creator and His purposes and the keys to the kingdom, as opposed to dying with a billion-dollar fortune to have it squandered with the fools that come behind you? Oh, my great men of the past, I'm talking about. Let's go back to John D. Rockefeller. Look at the latest example of his fortune still thriving in the earth. This is what we know today as Standard Oil. In my day, in the 50s, was Standard Oil. Now, it's become Exxon, and it is the largest oil-selling outlet in the world. The largest. It just paid its chief executive operating officer $400 million severance bonus to retire on. This is not counting his salaries and the things that that he got during his 20 some years, almost 30 maybe years at the helm. Outrageously rich. And you realize that every time you go to the gas pumps, that it's men who are hell-bent not to share their wealth, but to save it and harbor it and lay it up for a witness against them in the last days. You see, the more metals that you have in your possession, or the more desires for them, it actually, metal, unless it's the proper conducting metal of the DNA frequency exchange that is given to you in the pure gold, not gold that is here, that is not pure, but you see, the gold that is talked about in the heaven is transparent. Well, the gold here today is such dense and heavy that it is not the, it may be the true conductor for man-made electrical discharge, but it's not the proper conductor. The natural material metals are, is not. It's a frequency conductor. They must be into your receiver to receive these things are coming from above. Now, most people have ripped the fabric of their minds to the point that there is no possible movement of consciousness into this shift in harmonic sequence cycle that I'm talking about. And they are seeing themselves fall away in the dark ages, or the frigid times of the polar experiences of reality. Now, if you look at where now having no choice, it's either seek and run with the rat pack, I call it, the wolves, keep up with the Joneses, do unto others before they do unto you philosophy, as opposed to do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. And if you have two hoe cakes, give your neighbor one. If you have two coats, give your neighbor one, and share the wealth of our nation equally, instead of harboring it for the rich, the powerful elite, as a witness against us in the last days. Because these things will canker and rust, and erode and corrode, and charge ourselves unworthy to be partakers of the divine shift of the harmonics that comes only to them that have a mind of the Father. It's about polarities. Electromagnetic energies. If you look at the natural sun and moon, the moon would be a feminine and the sun would be masculine, coming together in balance and union and perfect harmony in orbital degrees, that it staggers the mind to see the union of correctness and harmony. It staggers the mind that we can go through the constellations and everything whirling out there in motion and everything on time. Everything in perfect harmony and perfect union until man becomes involved. Our experiment with Jupiter, when we shot the satellite load of explosive into the planet to see what it would do to the planet. You see, we're playing God. We're conquering space, not for the sake of returning to our Creator, but to get away from Him, to escape the wrath that is coming upon the earth to try men in the last days, when the time of trouble and when the time of fear will begin in the time of the end. Now, just when our solar scientist experts thought that the sun might be winding down, it has unleashed the biggest solar flares ever recorded in the history of recording the flares or the activity of the sun. Well, if we look at the geometrically perfect six-sided star configuration that appeared in the sky along about the year 2005, we saw the linking and balancing of the energies of the six astrological bodies, the Sun, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, and Venus, and the Moon, as the interaction of this became very significant to planetary alignment at the moment of the eclipse. It was an astrological example of a sign in heaven that the Father is going to now combine these signs to produce a chemical planetary shift in the harmonic cycles of our consciousness. In other words, we better get with it. We better seek Him while He can be found. We better call upon Him while He's near. We better get our mind off of the bank accounts, the 401ks, the retirement consequences, ladies and gentlemen, in hell don't mean anything except misery and heartache and eternal blackness and separation. Well, if you look at the double harmonic configuration that the six planets are distributing evenly around the circle of perfect symmetry, even the untrained eye can easily discern the remarkable patterns in the heavens, as we call this harmonic concordance of times. The grand sextile pattern is known as the Star of David. It's a double star performed by the two inverted grand trirenes, which are interconnected. And this pattern is universally recognized as the three-dimensional representation of the light body vehicle of consciousness. It's a symbol whose working with light energies produces another name for this planetary sign and pattern as the seal of the revelation unsealed, meaning that our cosmic consciousness and our minds, our brains, our DNA wiring has now been fused back just as the scalpel of the harmonics that seal the blood or the bleeding or the leakage of our own minds to turn back to the light frequency when God says in the last days that he will send a deliverer out of Zion in the last days to restore the truths that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. There has to be a light energy being emitted through the unsealing of the seal, the great seal of David in the heavens, as it looks as the grand sextile pattern known as the Star of David. If you look at the planetary shifts and the movements, you can see that the time is right, and not only in astrology revelation, which is the prediction of the movement of the astronomy predictions of the signs in the heavens, for you shall see them, they shall be there, and they shall be light-emitting concordances of the harmonics that you need to reconnect yourself in the last days back to this great kinetic shift of the mind. Now, if you look that as we look into the heavens, with these things coming to pass, the Bible said fearful signs, lunar eclipses occurs with a powerful sun around the nations that record these things and actually interpretate them falsely. Because, you see, there's not 12 constellations in the heavens, ladies and gentlemen. We know that there's 13. Well, there happens to be 13 sons that Jacob chose. And there's 13 acres in the pyramid, which is a monument or an altar, according to Isaiah 19 and 19, to reveal the mathematical geometry of the perfect harmonics that is based in the heavens to draw down the energy from above. If we would all turn or return to the heavens, we would understand exactly why. That there is something laid up for them that love and serve him, that fear him, as it is noted in the tree of life that was blocked for our own protection. See, Almighty Yahweh had to protect his integrity, his character, and his reputation, as well as his energies and powers from man because of his fall. He knew that he would take these energies and knowledge and use them to become wicked and evil in the earth until the whole earth as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. So the pattern of the fire and the water is the same aspect that returns us back to kingdom principles. When Nicodemus came to the Messiah in John chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, he asked the question, how can I be born again? Well, see, he missed the whole thing because the word was not again. That's a misunderstanding. You've got to be born from above. In other words, you've got to be interlocked, interlaced into the harmonic frequencies of the creator vibrations that comes down into the mind of man to change you, to make you a new creature, to give you a new purpose, to enlighten, to expand the mind that has been narrowly grooved by conditioning and by purpose. To evict the light and the truth and to bring in fear, superstition, ignorance, and darkness in the age of the coldness or the separation from the eternal creator in the days of the dark ages when men love darkness better than light. And that's what I'm talking about. There has to be a shift. There has to be a spiral movement of consciousness from one level of reality to the higher consciousness where that we no longer pursue the materials, but rather we pursue the knowledge of the spiritual and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. When we can have the energies of the infusion of the Holy Ghost, and it brings a comforting. I mean, I know men that are alone, have got nobody, and live alone. happy that they've ever been in their life, because they have gotten out of the pursuit of the traditional elements of the five senses of the carnal mind and turned their spiritual attention to preparation, to prepare, because the Bible said that this thing, this rotation of movement of consciousness, will come upon them unaware. And they're sinking in the mire of the material flesh of the carnal mind, which is not subject to the harmonic cycles of our Heavenly Father. We've got to shed this carnal physical body, in a sense, and evolve into a state of higher moving consciousness, a higher light, if you will. God is light. It's a frequency exchange. And the more we learn about our Creator, the more like Him we want to be. But man, the more he learned about Satan, the less he chose Yahweh, as it was in the garden. Remember when Eve chose the Luciferic tree, the light tree, the Semite tree, the beautiful tree? Satan, Lucifer, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, was the tallest, most beautifulest tree in the garden. But the Bible said our Creator was very comely and wasn't pleasant for the eyes to look at. You see, simple reality of organic thinking is not appealing. Dress something up and add the sweets and the sugars and the things that really rot our intestines and our guts and destroy the arteries of our heart and forbid us to think properly. See, good fuel in produces good thoughts out. Good thoughts in produces good thoughts toward the Creator. But the Bible said in Genesis 6 that man began to wax cold, separate in the ice age as they froze in their subconscious minds and would not accept the realities that the Father has placed as a guideline of the light frequency from heaven, that we must seek Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, according to John, or the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so far away, and my time is come and gone. Can you believe that we are now moving in such a conscious, linear duality? In other words, we want the best of both worlds. We want to get our name on a church book, first of all, and then we go in pursuit of the materials and run like hell from heaven. When we should seek heaven and run like hell from the wicked and the evil and the carnal mind. To be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded or harmonically vibration frequency received the things that come from heaven. If your mind is not prepared, it's not properly attuned, it's just like a receiver out of harmonics that cannot get on frequency. If you're listening to me tonight, you have to be on 5070 or thereabout. And I spent many hours listening to shortwave, and I have had to tune up and down on the frequency as close to get the best signal. It comes and it goes, as you very well know. And that's the way the harmonic shifting of our consciousness, our Father, is a continuous flow of eternal fire. And seek it such to worship Him in spirit and truth. The tree of life wasn't to be desired. That was Yahweh. It wasn't pretty. And so the consciousness of the carnal conception of the carnal mind, Eve saw that it was to make her wise. And to become wise, she became a fool. She fell through transgression. Adam wasn't to see, but the woman being to see was in the transgression. Adam made choices. He could have went back to heaven because he hadn't transgressed. But he chose and listened to her and hearkened to his voice. And so the punishment became upon him. And so death passed to all men. But when the Messiah came from heaven, who was not of this world, he said, I'm from above and my sheep are from above. And I come to retrieve or to reestablish the tree of life connection to the DNA purpose of my sons, that none of them would be lost. And it's not the Father's will that any should be lost. Receive by oral tradition the light transference of knowledge. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, how people can speak through great swelling words, having men's admiration in mind to please them, to tickle the ears. And the truth just spreads like cold molasses upon a crumbling biscuit. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the sweetness of the revelation of the truth in harmonic balance to come upon us. Now, I've enjoyed this series. This is four parts of the harmonic balance series. If you don't have it, you need it. It'll tell you what's coming down, and I need to get into the second segment sometime in the future. I will step it up to the actual performance of perfect harmony in relationship to the Creator and the perfect balance that's going to be required in the last days and the keys that turn the door of the lock into the kingdom to let you gain entrance. It's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to make it in, ladies and gentlemen, but them that do the will of the harmonic frequency balance that the Father's purpose and hid from the wise and the prudent and reveal it to those who will seek it. Oh my, I'd like to spend another hour with you tonight. My soul is lifted up in the harmonic frequency exchange that I feel with the people of Yah. I feel a close affinity to those who are like-minded. I know. I feel it through the frequency harmonic balances of my soul. The very fiber of my soul is interconnected to all the sheep, wherever they may be. I may not understand in full. I may know in part and see in part, but that which is whole when it comes, that which is in part, will be done away with. It's coming as a cosmic restoration that is achieved through the struggle of righteousness above the darkness and the evil and the carnal separation from the mind of God. Well, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so by contacting Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, a lot of people tell me I go too fast, so I won't ratchet that off, though. Y'all slow it down. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Just address your cards or letters or request to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's 37824. Now, my telephone number, and I'm live on the 23rd day of April, moving toward Passover of the second assembly of the time that our Creator, in remembrance, was killed and numbered with the transgressors and the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, he had perfect vibration because the Bible said at the hour he died, that the light of the world was extinguished for a brief moment, and darkness was over the land as it was over Egypt when they could literally feel the darkness. And there is so much darkness prevailing in this ice age, or this dark age, of indifference and separation from the cosmic harmonic balance of our Creator. The encouragement, the plea, all day long, he said, I stand before my people to get them to return back to the harmonic balance of the truth. The truth will separate you because it's on a frequency that it can only be received by the receiver that has obeyed the kingdom principles of unlocking the door or the lock to the door to the kingdom of heaven. Oh, in that day of Isaiah 66:22-24 is going to come a new age, a new golden age of perfect cosmic harmony, when there will not be one tear in the field. Whew, hallelujah. There shall not be one disobedient Canaanite left in the land. You see, it was those Canaanite mixtures with the blood of Jacob in the book of Numbers chapter 11 and in the book of Exodus chapter 12 that persuaded the harmonic frequency of the genetic, organic people of God in perfect blood, relationship, harmony, and light transference, to wander after the Canaanite, the dead, the perverted, the mummers, and the complainers. And it literally brought confusion into the house of God. Now, the Bible said where there's confusion, there's every evil work. Passover, coming up. Attend the Passover down in the beautiful hills of East Tennessee, right here in the heart of the Smokies and the Clinch Mountains and the Cumberlands of the Appalachian Chain. They all form and they all come together right here in this beautiful area. We have lakes. Beautiful. This planet. God has made it so grand and so beautiful. And yet you can see the disharmony, the flow of materialism, the pursuit of wealth is polluting our planet to the point that we are in dire straits. We are in the time of trouble such as the world has never come. I need to get on that soon to tell you about the global warming and the consequences and the pollutions and the carbon dioxide, the pollution of the automobile exhaust when we're burning these carbon fuels. To pollute the atmosphere, I'm telling you, with the polluted genetic food and the atmosphere around us, we have been led down the primrose path to material success, to wander out of the congregation of the living, to remain in the congregation of the dead. If we don't change, this planet will not survive. Yahweh's coming to intervene and cut short the work of the evil who are hell-bent on destructing and destroying and to cause a disflow of the harmonic balance frequencies that would give light to them it was seeking. It's your day. It's your choice. It's your time. And choose this day. Well, that'll be May the 11th for second Passover. That's May the 11th for our second Passover. We will begin our services at the Super 8 Motel on Exit 2B on Highway 25E, right off the exit, right behind the Coca-Cola manufacturing plant, is the Super 8. That's where we will convene on May the 11th, and then we will travel to a personal place that we'll give you when you get there, a place where we will keep the Passover in fellowship with the light beings, the sons of Yah, the sons of light, the sons of harmonic frequency vibration that are pursuing not the wealth of the world, but taking time off to pursue the spiritual enlightenment. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in this for a long time. And I didn't grow up overnight like a calf in a stall. I had to put on weight. I had to eat the spiritual food. I had to seek the light. I had to search. I had to fast. I had to pray. Many, many, many hours, many days of traveling, many miles that I have gone across this country in pursuit of truth to find it only in the sons of light. What a joy it is to get around people that's energized with the harmonic frequencies, and you'll hear speakers speak on these very subjects, the times, the signs of the time. And you will go away blessed and educated and recharged, if you will, with a consciousness of the perfect harmonic vibration, the geometric patterns that will reattach you back to the Creator. You need to come. That's May the 11th, the second Passover. Find out the keys of why we keep the second Passover. These are revelation keys that are hidden from the world, only revealed through the prophetic utterance of perfect vibration harmony of the Scriptures. Prove all things and seek sound doctrine. Doctrine can't be disputed. I challenge anybody in the world, the United States particularly, where they're listening to me, and around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 5070, for anybody to prove that the Messiah died in the first Passover. He simply did not die in the first one. He died in the second one. That's the one we commemorate. That's the time that the Father chose. It's the second anointing, the second attempt to recover, the second attempt to bring the harmonic vibrations of truth back to His people. Well, the 11th of May, be there through the 19th. We'll be there. I'll be there. Pastor Buddy and others will be there ministering to you in song and spirit. The Hebrews will dance the harmonic vibrations of truth revelations, and we will feast on the light of the Creator. My, we're going to have a time. And I'm a 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week minister of the truth. I'm an 8-day worshiper. The creation, that's the light. There's a lot of mysteries that the world is missing because they won't take the time and the effort. And you say, well, what does it mean? You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and it's certainly true that you could be saved for it. So since the people reject the knowledge, he said, lo, we turn to a people that will hear when those that were given the divine original organic message refused it and went after the things of the world. They wanted the husk of the pigsty of the world, the carnal things, the seem right. And they gathered up in big cathedrals all across the land, all across the world. They do that. But the little gathering, the few that find it, the truth, the vibrational harmony of the gospel by proving all things. You got to come and be with us. And you'll be blessed, and so will I, and so will the ministry, and so will the radio time, and those who sponsor us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call me again, area code 423-626. 2172. If you'd like to write me, I'm live on the 23rd day of April, getting ready for the advent of the second Passover, when we will perform the remembrance factor, not a cosmetic address or a convenience exchange, but the real biblical Passover, kept by the living word of the vibrational harmony of the harmonics of the geometric patterns of truth. Everything is brought into proper relationship with rightly dividing the word. That brings harmony. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my mailing address to you one more time. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, brought to you by those who love Yahweh and support my ministry. I am at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. That's a zip code for New Tazewell, Tennessee. 37824 with a 2284 P.O. box number, and simply address your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to have the series on the fourth part of the harmonic frequency cycles, well, you just write and tell me, Pastor Buddy, please send me the four-part series of the harmonic cycles. If you've never ordered anything from us, you can do so. Just order those CDs. We'll send them to you, and you can listen to the frequency response. Maybe we'll do another four- or five-part series on the harmonic frequency of the now. In other words, we'll get into the effects of receiving the truth of the harmonic shift located out of our gestalt of thought tonight from the text of Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. There shall come a deliverer. That deliverer is harmonic light. Our God is a consuming fire. And so others, as well as myself, are now returning to the pure light or the pure harmonics of getting in line and in step and staying within the light. But as the Messiah said, as chicks, I would gathered you like a hen, but you would not. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world on 5070. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, may the blessings be.
The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn. It's hard for me to kick against the pricks.